With KCBX News, I'm Bree Zender. After the Santa Maria Foster Road jail was closed last year, many people who've been arrested since have had to travel 60 miles to go to the Santa Barbara County Jail. And now the cab company that the county had a deal with to transport those people who had just been released back to Santa Maria is going out of business. And now these people just don't have a way back to get to North County, especially late at night when the buses aren't running. Today I'm talking with Casey Bubnash. She's a staff writer for the Santa Maria Sun and has been following this problem for the Sun. Thank you so much for joining us, Casey.
Mm-hmm. So this year, the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office took a huge budget cut. And so they had to close Foster Road Jail, which was in Santa Maria, and it was the only holding facility in North County. So now there's nowhere for people in North County to go when they get arrested. People are driven 60 miles to Santa Barbara County Jail in Goleta, which is right outside of Santa Barbara, and then they don't have any way to get back home. And so people who are released during the day, the sheriff's office will give them a free bus token, or if they don't have family that can come pick them up. But then people who are released past 9 p.m. when buses stop running are just kind of out of luck and have to either wait all night in the waiting room or the lobby, or they can walk. And it's 6 miles back to State Street downtown in Santa Barbara. And then people from North County, it's 60 miles. And it can be more than that.
Yeah, you opened the story with this guy named Dan. Tell me about Dan.
So I went to the jail one night because there's this program called Lights On, and it's this Christian group that provides snacks and bus schedules and coffee and water for people who are released between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Mondays through Thursdays. And one of the people who came out, two of them were from North County. Neither of them really had a way to get home. One girl was going to be waiting there for a few hours until her ride woke up or answered the phone. And then Dan was a homeless man who was released in a wheelchair, and the park that he sleeps in downtown in Santa Barbara was 7 miles away. He said he didn't have any cartilage in his knee, and so that's why he couldn't walk. So he didn't really have any way to get home. And Hank Boas, who was volunteering that night for Lights On, called a cab and paid for his cab ride home, which I guess he said he does pretty often when women are released or special cases, kind of like Dan.
Is there anything that Santa Barbara County is doing about this?
Yeah, there are. I spoke with the sheriff's office, and they actually do, they seem to be working to solve the problem. They just kind of let it end, the program. I mean, it was clear that the program was going to end because the cab company that was providing rides to people at night, they went out of business, and they had warned the sheriff's office that they were going out of business. The sheriff's office said that they've been looking for cab companies since then, and it's not a problem of funding. It's just an issue of not being able to find a cab company that is willing to sign a contract and do the program. But they're also doing this other thing where they process their paperwork differently. Now they process all releasing paperwork first so that people can be released as soon as possible.
You said they were trying to partner with different cab companies, but it seems like in the age of Uber and Lyft, cab companies are starting to go extinct, much like Blockbuster, you know. Are they considering maybe partnering with Uber or Lyft?
They said, so they wouldn't tell me which cab companies they had called, but they did say they have called Uber. I'm not sure about Lyft, but they called Uber and Uber didn't want to do it.
Casey, thanks so much for joining us today.
Cool. Thanks, Bree.
Casey Bubnash is a reporter for the Santa Maria Sun. You can read her story about the controversy with jails in Santa Barbara County at santamariasun.com. I'm Bree Zender, KCBX News.